Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is me, Jesse, and it is Tuesday, May 10th. There's not a lot out today, so this will be a quick one. That's great. Mondays are always the big ones. We all know that. There's a snow report. It did, in fact, snow a little bit. 3 to 4 new inches. Yeah. Crazy, right? Of course, we're talking Mammoth Mountain. And, yeah, it's looking like fresh pow. And that's for today. So it won't be fresh tomorrow. There's 7 lifts open right now, and there's 23 trails open. So actually got quite a bit. There's still 35 inches of base depth, so that's good. The snowfall for the season was 339. So it could be better, but hey, it is what it is. You know, we're at the end of the season. It's time to move into fishing. Speaking of that, we'll be getting some fish reports from the great Chris Leonard pretty soon, and you guys will stay up to that on where to throw your lines. So, what else do we got here? A little sports news. Bishop Chiropractic is holding physical clinical for BUHS Athletics. That's this Sunday coming up, May 15th. Dr. Phil Schmidt and wife Jenny at Bishop Chiropractic are holding a physical clinic this Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. at their office next to Looney Bean. All athletes must have physical paperwork filled out with parental signatures. $25 cash or check should be made out to BUHS Football. First come, first served. All proceeds will be donated to Bronco Football. All sports athletes are welcome. 2022 physical packets are available at the BUHS main office. So what does that mean? You need a physical for school year next year? Go there. It's $25. All the money goes right back into the football program. You can get your physical done, and then you are cleared to play all year long, no matter what the sport. So head down to Bishop Chiropractic, and that's really cool of them for doing that and donating the money right back to the Broncos. So good job on that. You know, the Mammoth Chamber, they've got their power lunch that they do. Well, this time is featuring a candidate forum for those running for Mono County public offices. We invite the business community to the eatery on Tuesday, May 17th at noon to hear the candidates, and questions from the audience will be taken in writing at the forum. So they will have a spot for you to ask questions, and they'll be able to get that out. If you're interested in that, go to easternsierranow.com. You can see the Mammoth Lakes Chamber newsletter, and on there you can click to register. You want to have a banner at the Mammoth Lakes Chamber 4th of July Parade? It's only a few weeks left to sponsor a barricade banner in the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce 4th of July Parade. Banners are placed on barricades along the parade route for thousands to see. Pricing is $300 for 2 new banners and $200 for prior year banners. The details, again, can be found at Eastern Sierra Now. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce does such a good job up there with everything. They do a great job. They put out a great newsletter. They're involved in all the businesses. They get all the stuff together that you need to know to keep your business running, or just as normal people that aren't running a business, just so you can see what's happening. They put on events. They put on stuff to just learn about the community. They do such a good job. We're stoked to be a member of the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. So you guys should go check out their website and see what's going on. They have a lot of stuff. Get on their newsletter. That's the best way. I post it on Eastern Sierra Now always, so you can get it there. But you know, show them some support and get up there. They do a lot for Mammoth Lakes. They're great. Speaking of a really cool business in Mammoth Lakes, that's Mora's Mineral Treasures. I'm telling you, it's like going on a treasure hunt. You walk in there and it's like going into a museum and seeing all these precious jewels and all these really cool things, and they're for you to buy. And it's really interesting. You know, some things are, you know, crazy big, expensive, like big gold nuggets and things. But, you know, for the most part, it's jewelry, it's bracelets, it's trinkets and things like that. And it's really cool. Like, I promise you, go in there. It's right by Liberty Bar. Head in there, check it out. Maurice is usually the guy in there. That's the guy to talk to. When you get in there, just go check the place out. I promise you, you're going to want to see that. So we have an obituary. It's always the worst part of the news. Stephanie Jean Shanks, born in Palmdale, California, and a resident of Inyo County for 4 years, passed away at the age of 36, that sucks, on April 20th, 2022, surrounded by her family at her home in Bishop. Well, at least there's that. That sucks for the family. Our condolences. Stephanie's smile was infectious, and her love for animals and children was well known by everyone who knew her. She loved to spend time in the company of family and friends, and one of her favorite activities was to go fishing. She survived by her husband, Jason Davis, her father, Steve Shanks, her stepfather, Joe, her stepmothers, Crystal and Susan, her sisters, Melissa, Trisha, and Shawnee, her brother, Joseph, stepsister, Brandy, nieces, Bella, Esme, and Harley, nephew, Micah, and mother and father-in-laws, Marcy and James. On Saturday, May 21st at 9 a.m., Donna Thomas will be leading a memorial service at the Elks Lodge Park. Stephanie's family invites everyone who is able to safely attend to join them in honoring and celebrating Stephanie's beautiful life. A buffet-style luncheon will be served after the service. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or a Children's Hospital Foundation of your choice. Well, that's a bummer. She was far too young. Our condolences again go out to her friends and family. So, I think we're going to leave this on a higher note than that. Let's go over to Mammoth Lakes Tourism's 5 and 5.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, and welcome to the 5 and 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Mammoth Lakes Tourism wants to see you in person and buy you a drink or two. Please join us for our 2022 Spring Community Open House on Tuesday, May 10th, upstairs at Burgers from 5 to 7 p.m. Refreshments and snacks will be provided. Expect to hear the latest from Mammoth Lakes Tourism, including our overarching plans for the 22-23 fiscal year, as well as provide feedback on how to best communicate with you these days. For more information, please contact Laura Kaylor at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com. 2. Mammoth Lakes Tourism presented at the Spring Midwest Travel Journalists Association Conference in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Monday this week. Mammoth Lakes Tourism is hosting the group's fall conference from October 5th to 9th and attended the spring conference to drive registration for our event. More than 45 writers from major travel publications learn more about Mammoth Lakes and why they should attend this fall. 3. Mammoth Lakes Tourism conducted 3 days of meetings with its Italian travel trade partners last month. The conversations revolved around promoting to their clients the use of Mammoth Lakes as a base camp to explore Yosemite National Park and the rest of the Eastern Sierra. The goal with this is to increase the length of stay by Italian travelers and increase the quality of visitation. 4. Mammoth Lakes Tourism promoted Fishmas in the Eastern Sierra within its earned media and social channels last weekend. Media coverage included NBC, Snowbrains, and more. We also received more than 100 photos on social media of all the big ones caught on opening day. 5. The Mammoth Lakes Tourism Board of Directors held its monthly meeting earlier this week. If you were unable to attend, you can watch the recording at townofmammothlakes.ca.gov. Looking for more information? Sign up for our newsletter at visitmammoth.com/industry/tourism newsletter.
Mammoth Lakes.
Thank you so much for that, Emily. That's some exciting stuff. We love working with Mammoth Lakes Tourism on anything and everything. So today they have their open house, and I sent Maurice Cooper to get some pictures and check the thing out. So we should have some pictures in the next couple of days of how the event went, and hopefully I'll get to check in with someone from Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Maybe we'll call and do a phone interview or something and see how it went. So stay tuned for that. That's going to do it for us today. Just like to say thank you to our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, and Margaret. Thank you so much for supporting local news. And if any of you are interested in becoming a patron, you go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, or just click the button on the homepage at EasternSierraNow.com. That would help us so much with everything. All right, thanks everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.